Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services reports a decrease in the rate at which tobacco and vape retailers sold to underage consumers last year, with annual data showing a decline from 13.6% in 2023 to 11.8% in 2024. These results come from the SINAR survey, an annual statewide assessment of the retailer violation rate. In 2019, the rate was 5.5% and reached its highest point in 2021, when the rate was 14.1%. The most recent SINAR surveys have monitored sales to those under age 21. This aligns with a change in the federal law that raised the federal legal tobacco sales age from 18 to 21 at the end of 2019. Wisconsin remains one of only 8 states that has not changed its state law to match the federal law, which has caused confusion and enforcement challenges statewide. In response, DHS launched the statewide Tobacco 21 public awareness campaign. First introduced in 2022, the campaign reinforces the message that 21 is the minimum legal sales age for tobacco and vape products. It includes messages for both the public and tobacco and vape retailers. The 2024 data revealed that the most underage sales took place at tobacco and vape shops. These outlets sold to underage consumers at a 30% rate higher than the rates at gas stations and other types of retail outlets. The DHS Wisconsin Commercial Tobacco Prevention and Treatment Program has seen a recent uptick in local zoning ordinances that limit the number and location of these shops. The 2024 SINAR survey also included the following data points. The rate of overall underage sales to males was 14.4%, and the rate of overall underage sales to females was 9.8%. Underage males were most often sold e-cigarettes. Underage females were most often sold cigarillos. Free training to help retailers comply with the Tobacco 21 sales law is available at witobaccocheck.org. Retailers can also order free materials on the Tobacco 21 webpage. Wisconsinites who want to learn more about quitting commercial tobacco and e-cigarettes can visit wiquit.org or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or text READY to 34191 for free assistance, including free nicotine replacement therapy if medically eligible. The Wisconsin Department of Justice reminds you that Saturday is National Drug Takeback Day. More than 135 events are planned across Wisconsin, with more than 248 participating law enforcement agencies, where Wisconsinites are encouraged to dispose of unwanted and unused medications. They include in Richland County at the Richland Center Police Department from 10 to 2, hosted by the Richland Center Police Department and the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. 4 locations will be available to you in Sauk County. They include the Sheriff's Office from 8 to noon, the Sauk Prairie Police Department from 9 to noon, the Spring Green Police Department from 10 to 2, and the Plain Municipal Building from 10 to 2, and 2 locations in Vernon County, the Village Hall in Stoddard and the Village Hall in Reedstown. Drug Take Back Day provides a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposal while also educating the community about the potential abuse and consequences of improper storage and disposal of these medications. Unused or expired medicine should never be flushed or poured down the drain. Water reclamation facilities are not designed to remove all pharmaceuticals, and trace amounts are showing up in rivers and lakes. All waste pharmaceuticals must be generated by a household. No businesses are allowed. Households are encouraged to bring in prescription, both controlled and non-controlled, and over-the-counter medications, ointments, patches, inhalers, non-aerosol sprays, creams, vials, and PET medications, and vape pens or other e-cigarette devices with the batteries removed. Liquids will be accepted. However, the liquids, creams, and sprays must be in their original packaging. Liquids without the original packaging will not be accepted. Do not bring illegal drugs, needles, or sharps, acids, aerosols, cans, biohazardous materials, personal care products, household hazardous waste, and mercury thermometers. Illicit substances such as marijuana or methamphetamine are not a part of this initiative and should not be placed in collection containers. Participants may dispose of solid, non-liquid medications by removing the label or blacking out personal information on the label of the plastic pill container, or by putting the medication into a clear, sealable plastic bag. Blister packages without the medications being removed are also acceptable. Participating in Drug Take Back Day this Saturday is simple and hassle-free. No questions will be asked, ensuring a quick and anonymous drop-off experience. If you are unable to attend Saturday's Drug Take Back event, permanent drop boxes are available year-round at the Richland Center Municipal Building, the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Center Pharmacy, and the Village of Viola Municipal Building. Farmers are changing what they are planting this year because of the tariffs with China. A new report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows that farmers are looking at the tariffs from the Trump administration and expecting to export fewer soybeans. In Wisconsin, 12% fewer acres of soybeans are being planted. That's because China makes up the bulk of soybean purchases in the world, and there's no alternative markets to sell those beans. Farmers may be moving to corn or other crops to cover the difference. Legislation that could help identify Wisconsin's missing in action will be introduced this session. Tuesday was Veterans Day at the Capitol, and Jordan Tillison with the Wisconsin VFW spoke about the importance of the University of Wisconsin Missing in Action Recovery and Identification Project, calling it important for MIA families and for the mental health of surviving veterans. The volunteer group generally receives no state or federal funding and searches for missing personnel as assigned by the Department of Defense. Representative Christine Sinicki said her bill would establish a program to allow the UW team to focus on Wisconsin MIAs. Currently, they met such search for the MIAs assigned to them by the Department of Defense. There are approximately 81,000 Americans who remain missing from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. Roughly 1,500 of those are from Wisconsin. This will be the fourth session in which the Milwaukee Democrat has introduced the bill to provide annual funding for teams to search specifically for Wisconsin's missing in action. A federal monitor says more children are being held in Wisconsin's youth prisons than earlier this year. The federal task force that monitors Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools in northern Wisconsin says there are about 30 more residents at the facilities than in January. WJFW-TV in Rhineland reports that agents say the state should be doing more to use administrative justice to handle youth crime. However, staffing levels are up and the state is meeting 90% of the goals the federal government wants in the wake of the 2017 investigation that started the monitoring.